Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right. 3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show. Welcome back. Hawk is off, obviously, through the rest of the week. You got Crowder. Where you at, Crowder? You're in L.A., right?
Los Angeles.
Nice.
Yeah, that five and a half hour flight this morning wasn't fun.
Bro, that hotel you're at, because we always joke about you being at Bonvoy's. That does not look like a Bonvoy to me, man.
This is the LAX Marriott, man. This is a nice hotel, I believe.
You believe? Bro, that lamp looks like it's from 1972 right behind you.
I am lamp.
Another classic movie quote from the 21st century.
I am lamp.
I love lamp. I love lamp.
I love lamp.
I love lamp. I love lamp.
I messed it up. Threw me off.
Yeah.
I was, you know what? I was worried about the damn facial hair restrictions with the Yankees. That's been on my mind. You brought it up to Will.
Yeah, that was crazy to me. I guess I don't really, everybody knows I listen to the show. Like, we don't really follow baseball that way. So maybe, you know, it was naive of me not to know. But when I read this story, this happened a while ago, by the way. When I read this story that the Yankees were lifting some like 50-year-old tradition or rule that they had for Devin Williams, who hadn't shaved his beard in 6 years, and they signed him. And apparently the rule going back to George Steinbrenner was that if you're playing in the pinstripes, you got to be clean shaven. Like, I could not – I've had this written down for, like, 2 weeks, by the way. I've wanted to bring it up on the show. I could not believe that was actually a thing.
Bro, I swear to God, it struck a chord with me. Well, first off, it's just about control. Because a guy has a beard, he can't hit 328. A guy has a beard, he can't pitch a shutout 6 innings. Like, it's the stupidest thing in the world. To me, like, these physical restrictions, and it hit a chord with me because – my kids were at Parkway Christian School, and boys aren't allowed to have hair below their collar. And it was just like, what? And I have two sons, and I can't tell my sons your hair can't be below your collar. They'll look at me like, Daddy, my hair literally, I have dreads that touch my waist when I let my hair out. What are you, like, why can you and I can't? And I don't know if it's racist or what, because there's no, other than the island boys, there's no white guys with waist-long dreads. Racist, sexist, whatever it is, it's just stupid. How can, like, what does your hair length or what does your facial hair have to do with functionality? So it just really has to be about that I want to control you. So the Yankees just want to control their players to say, you can't have a mustache, you can't have a beard. Just like Parkway Christian School off Flamingo and Flamingo and 595, which don't send your kids there. Like, you just want to control people? It's crazy. And to be a Christian school where Samson Joshua, all the dudes at the Last Supper, if you look at the picture, every man has long hair. Jesus had long hair. And for you to tell my sons they can't have long hair, it's just about control.
Yeah.
The Yankees would not be as successful as they are through all the years they've been successful if Giancarlo or Mariano Rivera, if he had a mustache, he wouldn't be the best closer in baseball history. It's all about people trying to control other human beings, and it is silly, it's racist, it's, I don't know, power-driven. Those situations where there's a rules are made with gigantic organizations or even schools that limit people's physical appearance, I don't know what it's called, if at the least it's called prejudice, but it is crazy. I did not know until this story came out that the Yankees had a facial hair ban.
Yeah.
What the hell does that have to do with your batting average? What does that have to do with your OPS? What the hell does that have to do with how you play shortstop if your mustache or beard is too long? It's the dumbest thing in the world, and it is at least power-driven and prejudiced.
I went to a private Catholic school, so, you know, I agree with you. Like, I saw a couple of the dudes that they made, you know, that they would send home for having, quote-unquote, disrespectful haircuts or, you know, whatever, and they didn't look like me. So I'm with you. They also would make me shave with a 99-cent razor a couple times and send my ass at detention. Even though I'm shaving with this BS 99-cent razor, and you know what, Crowder? I got sensitive skin. I need sensitive, like, Gillette shaving cream. They just give me soap. Like, go shave with soap. So now I got to shave with this 99-cent razor, soap, and I got detention, and I got razor burn at detention that afternoon. So I was never happy about that. But I'll say this about as far as the New York Yankee thing. Oh, my God. You guys haven't won a damn World Series in 15 years. Get over yourselves. Like, maybe you should start looking for new traditions, you bums. Get over. You haven't won. Yeah, I was a freshman in high school the last time the damn Yankees won a World Series title. Like, get over yourselves, Yankees.
I'm very goal-driven. What is the point of these rules? They're not going to help you be successful. When you go to school as a child, to your point about your school, I don't know what the school name is, you having a little beard and not having a little beard, is that going to make your grades better? Is that going to make you more successful as a person? No, it's not. You just want to be power driven. And that was the thing with Parkway Christian School. Like, y'all just want power over children?
Nah, but I understand, like, to I can't believe, like,
no,
I can't believe I'm going to take the other side here.
About I don't, facial hair restrictions or hair restrictions for human beings in a school or an organization?
A lot of people are texting in, by the way, like, oh, I went to this private school, I went to this Catholic school, same rules. Like, I understand the idea, because like, I can make the same argument about a uniform, Crowder. Like, why do my 100%. Kids have to wear a uniform? No, because, like, there's something to be said about, and I'm probably the last person. I feel like such a phony for arguing this, but because I had no structure in my life. But there is something to be said about kids going to school, understanding responsibility, understanding rules that they have to follow, understanding structure, and, like, that incorporates, you know, having to be clean-shaven when you get to school, having to wear your uniform properly, having to have your belt tucked in. Like, those things can help a child mature. Like, I agree with some of those things. But do I agree with your son not being able to have the hair that you have because, you know, it looks different than the little faux hawk that I had growing up? No, I don't agree with that. Like, to me, that's obviously, you know, inappropriate.
So, I'm just saying, so you're thinking, just because I'm a public school kid, as probably everybody knows that listens to this show and understands. So wearing a uniform makes a kid a better human, makes a kid more successful. Solana, that sounds trash.
It sounds stupid. I know. And I'm not telling you that across the board it does. But I do think for certain kids,
no.
For certain kids, structure is good. For other kids, it doesn't matter. They're smart. They're going to get good grades whether or not they had uniform. Like, a lot of kids go to public school and are mega successful. Some kids go to public school and end up dropping out of high school. Some kids go to private school where they're structured, like I did, and are dummies and can't pronounce February. Some of the kids that went to private school with me that followed those rules went on to be doctors or whatever. Like
if your doctor private school friends would have been doctors if they went to public school. Would have been doctors if they could wear a SpongeBob shirt.
Yeah.
No, not maybe. Losers are going to be losers. Successful people are going to be successful. Their hair length or their facial hair is not going to decide what they're going to do in life. It's the drive. You think that a 14-year-old says, I have a collared shirt on, now I need to work harder. He's been wearing that damn collared shirt since he was 3. The uniform is just a uniform. If the uniform is what you choose or the uniform is what they make you wear, the losers are going to be losers in collared shirts and the winners are going to be winners in T-shirts. It is the dumbest thing by far. We have uniform. We transfer them back to private schools, not Parkway. Parkway's terrible. We transfer back, and they have uniforms still. And I understand that, the uniforms. But it is not making a difference in these kids' lives. It's not moving the needle for me to say you have to wear khaki shorts and your socks can't be up halfway to your calf and you can't. That is, losers are going to be losers. Winners are going to be winners, period.
Yeah, but I don't agree with that. I think, you know, you can go to a certain place, which is why they have, like, these types of schools, and there's more structure. There's more there's more of an accountability aspect. It teaches, you know, discipline and accountability to kids. So I'm not telling you that I agree with what Parkway did. Like, I'm not taking that side. I just think, like, to completely put a blanket statement on it and say, oh, rules for kids are stupid at school – to me is dumb. Like, no, they're in place for a reason.
No, private schools have better teachers. They have a better curriculum. They have better structure. They push the kids harder. They have teaching assistants. They have actual things that make a difference in a kid's life. To wear a button, a quarter zip to school. You take a kid that gets to dress the way they want to dress. You make them wear a collared shirt. Their grades go up.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like
Let's go uniform.
You're making it sound like
a uniform makes the kids' grades go up.
You're making it sound like if I show up to the SAT in a heat jersey and shorts, I'm not going to get as good of a grade as if I show up to the SAT in a button down and a sweater vest. Like, that's not the side I'm taking, though. But I think over time, from, you know, 4 years of you understanding discipline, understanding what is expected of you in a certain environment, then, yeah, it could make a difference. It could make you more structured. It could make you more disciplined over time. Over time.
I got to wear this raggedy-ass polo. So now if I'm little Josh in the back, I'm not going to play with my belly button, but little Lucille up front is listening to every word the teacher says, and she has on a T-shirt. So T-shirt Lucille that's listening to every word and trying to better her grades and get straight A's is going to get a better grade or worse grade if she wears a raggedy assy polo than little dumbass Josh in the back that plays with his belly button for 2 hours. It does not make sense.
Right, but the way you're arguing against it is like, okay, then no institution anywhere should force people to dress a certain way. And I disagree with that. I disagree with that because guess what? You work in a bank setting. You work a 9-to-5. You work as a teacher. You work as a government official. You work somewhere where you're upheld to any sort of standard. You should uphold that standard. And I think if you as a parent are going to put your kid in a school where they're saying, hey, we want our kids to dress a certain way. Everybody has to uphold a certain standard.
Why?
You choose to put them in that school. Then guess what?
Why?
Your kid should uphold that standard.
Why?
And if you don't like it, put them in a public school. That's it.
What's the equal sign behind we want everyone to wear khakis and a polo? Does it better them? Does it make the child better?
But I think, like, you're looking from a uniform perspective, you're looking at it like way deeper than it has to be. To me, it's like, hey, you're signing up for this private school. Private schools across the nation, private schools across the world all have uniforms. Like, it just is what it is.
And it's a sacrifice to wear the uniforms because you get better teaching, you get smaller classrooms, you get teacher and child breakdowns of how many teachers in a room with a child and that they can understand better and all of that from the private schools. The uniform is just power. It's just a institution power. And let's be honest, it's financial gain from those private schools because they get money every time somebody goes to one of those raggedy-ass places that you have to go to in the summer and buy those raggedy-ass polo shirts. So they get financial gain plus your tuition, plus the control, plus the hairdo regulations
to be
able to have power and financial gain over the kids. There has never been a president or a CEO that said, I wish I would have been in, I would have had a polo shirt on when I was in fourth grade because I would have been smarter. No one has gotten smarter from wearing a damn polo shirt.
Not true. I disagree.
Very true.
I disagree.
Very true.
I disagree.
Polo shirts make you smarter.
Yeah, but
you need to wear them every day.
You're just doing your thing now.
You need to wear a polo shirt every day.
You are completely taking away like what, and by the way, somebody's listening in their car right now saying, "Oh, so you have to send your kids to private school for them to be." No, I'm not arguing that, but I am going to say, as a kid who went to private school just for my high school years, so I experienced both public school all my life until I got to high school, and then I went to go play soccer at a high school. As somebody who experienced both, I could understand, I could see the takeaways of having more structure being at a private school. Like, and by you saying, oh, somebody became a doctor because they wore a polo is totally just diminishing the value of, hey, sending your kid to a private school has, which is over the course of 4 years, they're going to understand more about the like how they themselves have to become adults compared to going to public school.
Solana, and you can't understand that without wearing a polo shirt
every
day?
Of course you can. Of course you can. For sure.
So if you're
going to
be a winner, if you're going to be a winner, you're going to be a winner with a t-shirt or a polo shirt. If you're going to be a damn loser, you're going to be a loser in a tuxedo.
So you're saying there's never been...
Let's have a tuxedo school. Let's have a private school where all the kids have to wear dresses and tuxedos every day, and now they're going to be extremely successful,
yeah,
Solana.
I bet you there are. So you're saying there's never been a case ever in the history of the world, in the history ever, of somebody who grew up without structure, without the right direction, without the right caretakers around them, and then was put in, I don't know, a mother bleeping Naval Academy, Crowder, and they were given structure, they were given leadership, they were given responsibility upon themselves, and that didn't make them become a better person? You're saying that's never happened before in the history of the world?
No, they were given leadership, which I'm speaking about, of the private school teachers. They were giving structure. They were giving direction. They were giving smaller classes. They were given all of that through the financial gain and the better teaching and the better administration of private schools other than Parkway Christian School, because I don't know what they're doing with their money. And that's where they thrive. Their hair length, their beards, and wearing a polo shirt is not progressing anyone in life. That's what I'm saying. The physical appearance of a person is not going to make them a better person. The structure is what they do on a daily basis, what their curriculum is, what their syllabus says, what their things do. And private schools have that structured better than public schools. That will make a better person. If a kid puts on a collared shirt over a t-shirt every day, that's not making that child a better person. It's not. And the hair length thing, I don't know what the hell is going on with that. Your hair can't be long. If your hair long, you're not going to pass science. If your hair, as a male, if your hair is below your collar, you can't get a good grade in math. Really? Because I was a 4.0 student and had braids my entire life down my back. Smarter than the little weirdos with buzz cuts wearing collar shirts.
Jimmy, any thoughts on this topic?
Nah, I'm good.
I can't believe this turned into what it turned into, By the way, hell of a segment for Appel to take off, jackass. And you're making me sound like I'm defending the people at this private school that obviously rubbed you the wrong way, and I'm not. I'm not defending them. I'm not. And by the way, Yankees, go to hell for leading us into this conversation as well. Devin Williams was the difference between a centuries-old or half-century-old tradition. And
Aaron Judge has a beard. He's not in the MVP race.
Yeah. I'm with you, though. I was with you the whole time. I just don't think you can write off structure as being bad. Like, I think there's some structure that's good.
That's how these schools, they say stricken structured. That's how they do it. I never seen the phrase stricken structured in the Bible.
Okay.
Have you?
Never read the Bible, Crowder.
I go fishing with my preacher. That's why I cuss. Because my preacher said, where in the Bible it says don't cuss? They say they don't say the word with malice.
Jimmy
and Hawk, y'all are my MFers.
This guy spends 12 hours in L.A. I'm getting preached about the Bible. I mean, what the hell is going on here, Crowder?
I'm telling you, man, this is a passionate topic for me with this hair thing.
I could tell.
Because I just went through it with these damn private schools telling my sons they can't have long hair. Get out of here.
I could tell, and I'm with you. I would be on your side. I'm on your side. You just, I think, took it a little far.
You would be if I was white.
Well, you know, to be fair, you didn't want me to hold your $10 earlier, so I'm not exactly thrilled with you right now.
I honestly should want you to manage my money.
I love the idea of like Hawk, like right now, what? It's 6 hours ahead in England, 9 p.m., long day of touring London, whatever the hell he's doing. Just walking to his hotel room, takes a shower, gets in bed. He's like, oh, let's check in on Crowder and Solana and Appel, see how they're doing. Opens up the Odyssey app, and it's just you telling me, if I was white, you would agree with me.
We're off the rails fast.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
that Yankee thing cranked me up. Man.
I could tell, bro.
It made me think about how my kids are being discriminated against.
I'm in agreement with you, by the way. I am. I'm not fully in agreement with you that uniforms are stupid. But anyways, can I do cat talk? Can I awkwardly transition to cat talk?
No, okay? Put a collar shirt on, because cat talk will be better if you have a collar shirt.
We got it. We gotcha. Cat talk. It's sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment of Hollywood Kia. Don't you dare, Jimmy, try to meow into that microphone. I will jump on your ass so fast. Not the segment right now. Not the segment. Number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Crowder, you know, Pell said earlier that, you know, Aaron Ekblad, the hot take is Aaron Ekblad has been out. So I did a little bit of digging. The Panthers, they've lost three of their last four games. We know that they blew it yesterday, up 2-0, gave up four goals. So George Richards in Florida Hockey Now, he points out to a coincidence in the losing skid. They had a 7-6-1 start in January. That's when we were all like, uh-oh, what's going on with the Panthers? And he pointed out Ekblad wasn't on the ice for this stretch where they've lost three or four games and that slowish stretch in January. He wrote, the Panthers have lost consecutive games for the first time since January 11th through 13th, when coincidentally Ekblad was also out. They were 3-5 without Ekblad the first time. They're 1-3 now through four games without Ekblad. So, like, I don't know if it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about, but he's not going to be back until game three of the first round. So they better figure it out. If this is just as simple as an Ekblad problem, they better figure it out. But also, no Kachuk, no Marchand probably has something to do with it.
I never ate an Ekblad plum. But no, I think in hockey, as we're around a lot now and then the Panthers are rolling, we're talking about it. The exit of a Hall of Fame player is like the, I guess, the reaction or the team impact. That's what I would say. The best way, the impact of Ekblad being out is not noticed like a Tua being out or a Jimmy Butler leaving. Where now, to that point where you look at the numbers, it's like, damn, Ekblad's a big piece of this team. Yes, he is. That's why they get paid him a lot. That's why they love him. That's why he's been here so long. That's why we buy his jersey. But on hockey, those shifts that go so damn fast, I didn't notice the effect of this person really until it was damn Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Because I love Roberto Luongo. Like, I love these guys. When we played, I'd watch them, but they were always there. But like, when the guys are on and off the ice so much, you don't appreciate somebody's real talent until they're gone. And now you're seeing with the record, you're seeing with the numbers that Ekblad is a bad man and we miss him. So now when he gets back in the fold in the playoff series one, now we'll be back to where we need to be. So that's what I'm starting to gather about losing all-stars. Even Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Tkachuk's been out. Marchand's not playing. Like, you understand when these guys are inserted back in the rotation, what this team's going to look like? It's going to be stupid.
Yeah, like, I guess nobody's really panicking about it, but it is interesting. He's going to be out until midway through the first round. And if, like, they're giving up four goals in a period when they're up 2-0, definitely a bit concerning. All right, Crowder, anything else you're upset at about that you want to bring up before we go to break? Anything else?
Stop arguing with flight attendants. They don't make the rules. They just enforce them.
See, that I can get behind. That I can get behind right there.
Dude doesn't want to, I'm not putting my bag under my seat this morning. Put your damn bag under your seat, sir, so we can take off. It's already delayed 2 hours. I'm punching you in the face.
All right, we'll dig into that. This is just the hour where Crowder airs his grievances. We'll dig into that after the break. Appel will be back with us. He wanted to go watch some wrestling. Jimmy's here, obviously. Solana and the animated Channing Crowder. More Hawkman and Crowder will take you up until 6 p.m.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sour Queen.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Hawk and Crowder. What an amazing John Cena, Cody Rhodes promo that I just watched for 25 minutes in the first segment. I don't think I missed anything here, though. I think we're all good. Hawk is across the pond in England. We will check in with him in just a moment. But first, we want to remind you, of course, Selection Sunday was last night. The entire NCAA tournament bracket has been filled. So we want to remind you that the station is inviting you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to March 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster, and get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 years or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood, sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. So Hawk obviously was out the last couple of days last week. He's out this week, and I'm here for him. And you know, I'm a bald guy, but it's you can't just replace one bald guy with another and expect things to go seamlessly. So we want to make you guys feel like Hawk is still a part of the show this week, even though he's in England. So we wanted to just kind of check in with him, see how he's doing. You know, when you go over to London, there's so many sightseeing things. He, of course, went to Bournemouth for a Premier League game on Saturday, which they lost, which probably means he's never allowed back at Vitality.
Well, he's a mush. He's a mush, yeah, he's, now. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Frivola's never inviting him back there, ever. Yeah, he talked about the meat pies. You get a little fish and chips. You get a pint. But we heard from Hawk, and I'm just kind of curious where, before we hear from him, where you guys think maybe what kind of food he went after, where him and Lori wanted to go on a nice little date.
Right, because Crowder, I mean, England, London specifically, he's in London. I mean, yeah. One of the food meccas of the world, right? Yeah. Like, I know English food is typically, you know, kind of known for being whack other than, like, fish and chips. But, bro, like, the amount of people in London, the cuisine that they have there, I mean, he must be just in, like, food heaven, right? Like, trying five-star restaurants and going to, like, some of the most diverse kitchens in the world, right?
I don't think so. I think he's going to little dive bars and things around his hotel, really? Little bitty stuff, and he's talking to people crazy, and he's doing bits on them. He's making Lori uncomfortable.
Right.
Y'all haven't been around Hawk that long, have y'all? He's a certain type human being.
Hmm. Well, what I don't know. I think Appel and I are both in agreement, Crowder. Like I feel like this is a once in a lifetime trip. He posted some video actually of you want to hear where he was at early? I think he was reading a menu, Crowder. You want to hear where he was at?
It's a weird place.
The Subway, McDonald's. You got the Philly cheese stack. Got the mozzarella dippers, the McCrispy, a Mars McFlurry, McPlant, McSpicy.
Hey, this man goes across the pond to go to McDonald's.
And I haven't, you know, I don't play on social media that much. I know what he's doing. The man is crazy. Something's wrong with him.
McPlant.
Then he walked over to some 16-year-old making $8 an hour and asked him to break down the menu for him. Hey, do you have spicy ketchup? Like, you know what he does. Something's wrong with him.
I'm shocked that he didn't mention the McRib and the absence of it over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He asked about the McRib.
Yeah.
Is he coming on? Because he asked somebody about the McRib.
Nah, he's not coming on. We just have, like, he's posting. You could watch all these videos on his Instagram, by the way, whatever it is, Radio Mark Hockman. So I'm just, like, vicariously living. Whoa. Is that you, Crowder?
Yeah, man, the fire alarm went off.
Uh-oh. You want to go check on that?
Yes, I have to. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me go look in the hallway like everybody does at hotels.
Okay. I'll mute you. Here we go.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
You guys are going back and forth muting each other. I thought that was another one of Hawk's Instagram stories. You had accidentally, because Rihanna was overpowering Hawk and McDonald's, and I was like, oh, did we just go back to this? Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's great. That's phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Well, I mean, look, we know that Hawk did go to McDonald's, but he did participate in some classic English tradition.
Right.
But as we talked about earlier, the way he's trying to fit in, I mean, he sticks out like a sore thumb more than he already does to begin with.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be doing that nonsense, right? Like, he wouldn't be pretending to have a British accent, the pip pip cheerio stuff while he's over there, right?
He would never, Governor.
Oh, I'm thinking about, double-decker bus. Oh, thinking about stopping in and get a little nip before high tea. No, I just want a little nip. Get a little nip before a pint. Oh, I'm going to get kicked out of this country.
He was right about one thing there. He's definitely getting kicked out. Is that not the single worst British accent you've heard by someone trying to do
awful.
A British accent?
It's just horrendous, man. It's horrendous.
He thinks that if you put governor at the end of every at the end of every sentence, that he's good to go. He's golden.
And you would think, like, he's been there what, almost half a week already? You would think he would have picked up on some of the accent by now. But I did see he was at the Shangri-La Hotel, Appel.
Mm.
So
he's a high class guy. You expect him to be at a high class place,
right? Yeah. So at least he went to one like really really good hotel, beautiful restaurant. I'm sure high class menu had to certainly give off like a higher class vibe.
Well, I must say the urinals at the Shangri-La are spectacular. We came here for high tea today, and I am fascinated with the urinals. Top notch.
I mean, first of all.
Oh, never mind. They turned it off for a second. Should I run? I don't smell any smoke. Should I run? Okay, I'll be back.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.